Let's move on to our last question. Let's talk about the village's downtown area. In recent years, there's been some development along Main Street, although much of the focus has been on the Dutch Boys project and the Windmill project. But these developments are both to the west of the Village Hall, and there's a portion of the downtown that's to the east of the hall as well. How do we develop the area east of the Village Hall? How can we keep the existing businesses there and attract new businesses to that area east of the Village Hall?
This is a problem that all small towns and villages face. They're all trying to get their downtowns redeveloped, attract more businesses. I think the big question for downtown Little Chute is the windmill. Everybody hears those windmills going to be built, and it's going to bring a lot of visitors in. If the windmill does what they say it's going to do, it will attract businesses. Because people will see all these people coming, and they'll say, well, maybe we should open up this type of business in downtown Little Chute, because they have all these people coming to see the windmill. You know? And our downtown is relatively short, so the people would only have to walk a block or two to visit whatever shop or store or eating establishment is within that two-block area. But I think the big thing is the windmill. And I think people right now are sitting back waiting to see what happens with the windmill.
There's also a parking question involved with the downtown. If they're going to be thousands of people visiting the windmill every year, many of them will arrive by bus, of course, for tours and that kind of a thing. But if you're talking about attracting a small business to the downtown in conjunction with the windmill, then you're going to have individuals and families coming in. And one of the questions that comes up over and over again is, where do they park? Have you thought through questions about parking and public versus private parking and businesses that don't have easy access to parking and the like?
Well, right in the downtown vicinity, the village owns quite a bit of property right now. If the windmill attracts the people like they think it's going to, and parking becomes an issue, the village already owns quite a bit of property, which they could turn some of that into